I'm laughing because Jones is in the house. Let me just put his mic up because he's looking at me rather strangely. There you go. Can you hear yourself now?
I can, yeah.
he's a giggler. He's one of those gigglers. He just keeps laughing. What are you doing now?
I'm not even going to say it. I can't even say it.
Welcome to the show, Jones, because I keep calling him James, but it's Jones 2.0. Now, I write you down, first of all, Jones the Rapper, which, of course, you are Jones the Rapper, but that's not your stage name, is Jones 2.0.
Yeah, that's the stage name, yeah. But I guess Jones the Rapper...
That's all right.
It's
isn't it?
kind of
catchy.
It's almost there.
How did the name come about? Because how did Jones 2.0 come around? What was the point? Because you could not get a name with just Jones 2.1?
Maybe, yeah, 2.8 or something. That. But I have to say, it's a big mystery. It's a secret.
It is.
Yeah, it's a secret.
What's your normal? Is that your real name? Is James?
No, real name
is
Sean Jones.
Sean Jones.
Yeah.
Now that's really strange. So you've changed your name to Jones. So why don't you call it Sean 2.0?
Because it doesn't have the same ring.
Oh no, it doesn't ring,
no,
is it?
No, it doesn't have the same ring.
But now we know your real name, Sean Osborne.
Yeah, Sean Osborne Jones. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. You're not from Essex, are you? Where are you from?
I'm from North London. I'm from North London, Finchley.
And the bizarre thing is because I've been. You caught a train down here, and I'm driving into the studio, and I'm driving down the road, and I'm looking at the because I recognise the hairstyle because I've been watching his videos, but I thought he had a skinhead, but then I see the what we call the pineapple look, you know, it's hard to say on radio because we can't see it obviously, and I thought, you know, that looks like my guest, and I gave him a lift in for the rest of the way, and he's treated me to some Maltesers.
There you go.
Other chocolates are available, yeah, just in case you're advertising. Yeah.
There's no sponsorship there.
It's Jones 2.0 sponsored by Maltesers.
They want to send us a chocolate, let's do it.
It doesn't go with a hard man look, does it? Wait, Jones the Rapper, you got a Maltesers shirt on.
Imagine how much, like, you could get anywhere.
You could.
Like, imagine you wanted to...
Yeah, mad,
you see the Queen, they've got like a truckload of Maltesers. Can I
mean? Floating bar on your videos, you could have them like that, you know what I mean? You know when they kind of blow up on the straw on the adverts.
Yeah.
What do you make of Essex? Is it first time in Brentwood, I take it? You telling me earlier on?
Yeah, first time in Brentwood. I walked around the town, I like it.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's where they do all the filming. I was talking on the way down, wasn't he? They have these little tours. They drive around and point out where everyone's been filmed, and that's where Gemma was, you know, talking to Bobby, and that's where this was happening. That's their shops. Bizarre. Yeah. On Sunday, they drive little minibuses going around, but a lot of them come down in these big pink stretched limos, and they all go to the Sugar Hut. All from all over the place, Liverpool, Cardiff.
What's the Sugar Hut?
Sugar Hut's a nightclub. I'll say it's really famous, but it's famous on Towie anyway. So that's where they go.
So I've got to be there.
Yeah, you'll have to go down there. You'll have to book in and do a little event there. They have singers in there as well.
Yeah.
That's good. Right, let's get to the music because we're chatting like 12 ladies, aren't we?
Yeah, we just at the bus stop.
Tea, Jones. One, sugar.
How many sugars?
Well, how would you, like for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre? Is it like hip hop rap?
Yeah, I'll say it's alternative hip hop, in the sense that it's not aggressive, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
It's not aggressive. More lighter, more friendlier, yeah. But still hip hop.
Because some big names in rap, Eminem has just been in London.
Yeah, yeah.
He had his live gig, didn't he? At Wembley, I think it was. And it all started with many years ago with the Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah.
Which is one of the kings of rap, I suppose.
Such a good song.
I probably started long before that. You know, I still play it. People always come up to me if I'm doing something like a bit of an old set. I always ask for the Sugar Hill Gang.
It's the best, though, isn't it?
It is, especially if you know all the words. Yeah. I know most of the words. I'm pretty good. I know most of the words. Tell me about your musical journey. What made you initially want to jump into the music industry?
Honestly, 50 Cent.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. We was at...
Someone paid you 50 Cent? What's that in English money? Is that a lot?
I think that's 33p, I think.
Yeah, I know. You couldn't be called that, could you?
No.
In the UK?
No.
Please welcome to stage. 50. It's 33p.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. No, it's not going to work.
No,
but
it's not.
We was at home and was watching the videos and was like, if he can do it, we can do it. So, if he weren't here, I don't think I'd be here.
No.
No, I don't think so.
You mainly grew up listening to G-Unit.
Yeah,
stating that was one of the main reasons you wanted to start rapping as well, and especially Lloyd Banks.
Yeah, he's the man.
When you was younger, nowadays you listen to and one of my favourites.
Really?
Yeah, Kid.
Cudi.
That's it.
Yeah.
The man.
Yeah, he's really good.
What's, is that the rap artist that influenced your music, or?
I'd say recently, yeah. Yeah, because, like I said, before listening to him, it was always about how much money he had, bravado, blah, blah, blah. And then when I got into his music, he was just honest. Like, if he was going through hard times, he'd be rapping about that. And I thought, wow, I didn't know you could rap about real life, like how you're really going through. So listening to him, I just feel more of a connection, which I don't really get from a lot of rappers, even though I love it. But listening to him, yeah, it's like listening to myself at some point.
Yeah.
So he will rap about something you've been through, because my life isn't extraordinary yet. But
you're still young. How old are you?
24.
So you're still young, pal. Let's get a song on, and then we'll talk a little bit more. We're gonna put on Stories With You. Tell us a little bit about that track before we put it on.
It's a good song.
The first thing, well, you'd say that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course.
That's the best song in the world.
It's a song about if you in a relationship, and if you have been in a relationship and you're trying to spend time with somebody, but you don't have the time. So when you do have time, you're trying to make the most of the little time you have together. So it's about spending time, basically.
Okay.
Trying to.
Let's give it a whirl. Stories With You.
Schedule's fully booked, right? And you're busy and you're probably tired most nights. But when you're free, hit me up so we can
spend some time. Roll with you, can I roll with you? Can I stay with you for a day or two? Maybe me and you. Cause it would be nice if we could spend some time.
A scenic route in your little car. Or watch a film at the cinema. A weekend at the beach, maybe. Because you're looking so sweet, baby. Or we can chill at the finest bar. Or spend a day at the finest spa. Oh, you ain't seen the Eiffel Tower yet? Okay. Then we can take a trip to Paris next. Yes, will you be my special guest? Forget about the hard times, forget about the stress. We'll go out in London or fly out on a jet. I'll wear my best shirt, make sure you wear your best dress. Yes, I'll take care of the rest. I ain't rich yet, but I still try my best. So anywhere you wanna go on the planet, look, give me a about 2 months and I'll plan it like. I know you work and your schedule's fully booked, right? And you're busy and you're probably tired most nights. But when you're free, hit me up so we can
spend some time.
Can I
roll with you?
Can I
roll with you? Can I stay with you?
Or
a day or two?
Baby,
me and you. Cause it would be nice if
nice.
Spend some time.
Okay. Point. A scenic route in your little car. Or watch a film at the cinema. A weekend at the beach, maybe. Because you're looking so sweet, baby. Or we can chill at the finest bar. Or spend a day at the finest spa. Or you ain't seen the Eiffel Tower yet? Then we can take a trip to Paris next. I'll get my hair cut, go get your hair fixed. I'll pay for your nails, cause I ain't selfish. It really don't get no better when I swag, you swag, we swag together like. Let's take pics of the time that we spend. The good times will never end, no. The night is ours, kiss me underneath the stars. Until the next time, au revoir. I know you work and your schedule's fully booked, right? And you're busy and you're probably tired most nights. But when you're free, hit me up so we can
spend some time with like. You. Can I roll with you? Can I stay with you for a day or two? Maybe me and you. Cause it would be nice. Spend some time.
I know you work and your schedule's fully booked, right? And you're busy and you're probably tired most nights. But when you're free, hit me up so we can
spend some time. Can I roll with you? Can I stay with you for a day or two? Maybe me and you. Cause it would be nice if we could spend some time.
Can I go with you? Or can I roll with you? You know why? Cause I only want your time. 2 point. Go. And we out. Jump.
Jump, jump, help me out.
Tony.
Give me a shout.
Tony Sett. DJ Tony Sett.
I know, we were talking about off air about my name, weren't we?
Yeah.
So I questioned him about his name and he's questioned me about my name. And Tony Sett is Tony Satellite, for short, because I used to do television. Not actually do television, but sorting out the commercial side of it. Right, let's get back to you, because on Facebook, it says that you've only been performing for 8 months. Is that right?
No.
I was going to say, because you look more seasoned than that.
Yeah, that's a bit of false information.
Well, let's try this bit. Here we go. You have spent, look, I typed this out earlier on, I spelt have with A-V-E, so I'll just say you have. It's a bit Essex, isn't it?
Okay.
Already played accredited venues such as Comedy Club, Leicester Square.
Done that, yeah.
Vibe Bar, Brick Lane.
Yeah.
Beck Theatre, Hayes, and Bertie's Bar, Wimbledon, to name a few. Tell me about that. Sounds pretty cool.
Those were good. Comedy Club was the best. Yeah. Leicester Square, was the best. Beck Theatre was massive. It's like a theatre.
Well, it would be. That's why they call it theatre. That usually gives it the name away, doesn't it?
Well, you know, some people just use a theatre and then you get there, it's like a little den.
No, I don't know anyone does that.
Okay.
There they go. But it was a good try. Well, if you could collaborate with any artist, if you could kind of do a song, I know you could probably say 50 Cent, but if you could do work with, they don't have to be famous, but if you could work with someone, who would you pick?
Are you only allowed one pick?
No, you could pick more than one if you want. They don't say me, because I might not be available.
Tony Sett.
Yeah, you're the man. You're the man. What do you think of the current rap scene in the UK at the moment? Do you think it needs more here in the UK? Because it's really big in the States. Everyone wants to be a rapper in the States. But do you find that it's not quite the same? Is it quite tricky? Or when you're in the industry like yourself, is there a lot of rappers? Do you come against much competition?
There's a few of us. There is a few of us. But it is growing. And it is... it's growing in a good way, should I say, it's growing in a good way. People are becoming more acceptive to it, and like even yesterday, like I said, I done a festival at Harlow yesterday, and I still think even there was like, oh, you're the first rapper that's ever come here and stuff like that, so it is growing, yeah.
Do you bling up for that when you're on stage?
Nah.
Do you do the... they can't see what we're doing, we're doing the hand moves.
Yeah, the hand, yeah. No, I don't wear no jewellery, I wear a wristband.
Yeah, no, don't dig it, does it? What? You got. Let's talk about a couple of tracks, because you got the two tracks that I've listened to. Bright Lights, which is fantastic. It's on video as well.
Yeah.
Based in mainly in London, isn't it?
Yeah.
A bit of filming. I'll take it. The Bright Lights is what the song's about.
Yeah.
Bright Lights of London, and your new track. You got a new track out at the moment, which is Out of My League. Not mine, but that's the name of the track. Tell me about that.
Alright, so that is an interesting song. It's about a guy who works in an office who fancies his boss, basically.
Yep.
But obviously, quote unquote, she's out of his league. So it's about his struggle to try and get the girl or get the boss, basically. And so we just done a video for it as well. And yeah, that's the current single.
And that's probably like a real life situation. There must be loads of either way round, you know what I mean?
I know.
Where someone thinks, oh, look at that. But because they're in the top spot job, if he was like an office boy and your boss was really, really, really sexy, and it was like, either way round sexually, you'd think, oh, but it's out of your league.
Yeah, yeah. All right. It would be good to document that.
It would.
To see.
And you've got the you can find it. It's on video. It's a great video as well, by the way.
Thank you.
Great video. And in the video, you've got, of course, the boss with the lovely dress.
Yeah.
And I was hoping he was going to bring her. I thought she might come down. I've all cleaned up, had a wash, done my hair. I put my special t-shirt on, and alas, Jones turned up on his own. There you go. But who played that part?
It's a model called Alana Wallace.
All right, lovely name, isn't it?
Yeah.
She might be listening. Hello, Alana.
Hey, Alana.
Hey, how you doing? You may not be out of my league.
But you're Tony Sapp.
I'm Tony Sapp.
You're Tony Sapp.
Yeah, you can tweet me, at DJ Tony Sapp. Yeah. Tweet me, let us know. Give us a hit up on Facebook and tweet and stuff like that. So it's the video, which is... this is the current release video, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the current release. Yeah.
Which is really good. Are you planning any more, or is it...
I am... I think the next thing will be September, in terms of a video. Yeah.
So you've got, looking at the list we've got, I mean, we can't play more, because they're not all radio edits, but... I take it you've got enough for an EP or an album. Have you done one, or is this working
process? I've done an EP that was, I think, a year ago. But I want to bring out an album next year. Yeah, I really want to do that.
That'd be pretty cool.
I really want to do that. Even if, just trying to get the promotional side of things in place. But even if not, I still want to do it.
Just get it out there.
Still want to do
be
it.
Be good.
Yeah.
So we're going to put, we'll save Out of My League not for the next track, but a little bit later on, because we'll talk about it a little bit more. We're going to go with the next track, which we're going to go with, Dance For Me. Tell us a bit about that one. It's a mix as well, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's the mixed one, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a new one. It's just been out, I think, a week, if that. It's about, again, it's always these cliches. But it's a guy who just broke up with his girl, so he's trying to find love in the club.
Do any of your songs involve people that don't break up and stay together?
They do, yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah,
we're staying together.
No, but this one,
we're working through it.
It's still up. Like, it's more. It's yeah. It's this one's a bit more fun. Yeah.
Say if you say, you know, the last track we're talking about, London Town. Say London Town.
London Town.
Yeah. So I say Tan. It's really common, isn't it? Like, come to London Town. Yeah, it must be Essex, mustn't it? Let's get a track on. This is Dance With Me, Jones 2.0. Here we
go. Let's do it.
So we'll be right back with Jones 2.0.
The St Francis Hospice Specialist Community and Crisis Support Service helps thousands every year. Now there's a 24-hour free advice line, but they need your help with the St Francis Hospice Summer Raffle. For just £1, you can win a Ford car worth more than £8,000. Enter before August the 27th. Call 01708 723 593 or go to sfh.org.uk. St Francis Hospice, proud of the past and dedicated to the future.
Phoenix FM Breakfast with Northwood, the proper property people. Nutritionally balanced, locally flavoured, with guest interviews, latest news and a feast of great music. Waking up Brentwood and Billericay. 7 till 10 every weekday morning. Wake up and turn it on. The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Northwood, the proper property people. Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back, John. Did you like that jingle? That's good, isn't it? With your favourite Essex boy.
Tony Sett.
That is it. I'm the man, Tony Sett.
Man.
I mean, any more of this, I'll just interview myself. I'll work on the show myself. How are you going? Well, I've been really busy, you know what I mean? If you could give advice to someone, a young lad who wants to come and get into rap, what would you say to him?
Don't give up.
Is it hard? Is it something you got to persist at?
You have to be so persistent. Yeah. You have to be able... what's that word I'm looking for? I don't know. The word I'm saying is evolve. Mm. Or ride with the...
With the flow.
Yeah, with the flow, yeah. Mm. You get hit left and right.
You rap fairly quick. I notice that you're rapping fairly quick. And I've had quite a few rappers on now. I've had a chap last week, King Cash.
Yeah.
Mr. Arch, who's just couldn't keep up with his rapping so fast. But... One of the questions I always ask them is when you're rapping, unlike a song where you've got key parts to it, the chorus comes in and you know the moves like Jagger, everyone knows certain parts to it. How do you go along remembering the words? Did you find that's hard or is it quite easy? Do you ever go on stage and forget the words? Do you have to ad lib it or go?
I probably forget one word a show.
Do you?
Yeah, one word a show. That's about it. Yeah.
I suppose if you've got any songs that's similar, it must be... Because in a rap, it's a particularly hard thing to do, isn't it? Whereas in a song, it has got a set... You can always catch it back on the chorus, can't you?
Yeah.
Which is not so easy on a rap, so to speak. You're gigging at the moment. Where can people catch you in the coming months?
The next week is O'Neill's Festival. Friday, August 1st, Clapham.
That'll be good.
Yeah. And then in October, I'm actually at Liverpool. I'm performing at Liverpool Fashion Week.
Okay.
So, that's going to be mad.
Yeah. And you've done some festivals as well. You've filmed
I did Farm Fest yesterday in Harlow. Loved it. Loved the people.
What's your favourite gig? If when you got a gig coming in, what's the one you think, oh yeah, I love doing these?
Festival, yeah. It's my first year being on festivals and by far the best.
Yeah.
It's the people so nice.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, a festival's great as well. Especially even if the weather's not too great, it's still a great atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Are you keen to hit the, keep it in the London scene, or you're happy to travel around?
Love to travel, as far as it will take me. Yeah, I'll get out anywhere.
Cool.
Oh yeah, I'd love to get out.
Talk me through your songwriting process, because it must be hard to write a rap song. I know you're talking about a lot of them are relationship ones and people are split and things like that. How'd you go around? Do you just sit down and it just comes into your head? Do you find something has happened in your life or something's happened in someone else's life and put that into it?
I have to have the music behind me first, like the backing.
Mm-hmm.
This is just my process. I have to have the backing behind me first and then sit with that for a few days if I'm not in a rush, like if I haven't got to cut it off quickly, and then think about what I want to say, and then I can normally write the song in about 3-4 hours.
Wow. That's normally. That's pretty fast, and that's completed. And what do you do with the do you compose the melody or the actual track itself, the music that goes with it?
Nah, I normally get the backing from someone else. Two producers I work with, one guy from Detroit.
From Detroit.
Yeah. He gives me a lot of the backings, and the other guy is Funky Papa. He did Out of My League.
Did he?
We're
going to put that on in a second, so listen to it.
So, yeah.
You quite easy to find on, I couldn't find you because I was actually looking for Jones the Rapper, so I had a couple of days where I was just sending messages to people called Jones, and they probably thought, who is this bloke bothering me? But if people want to get in touch with you, you've got a website.
Yeah.
Which is?
www.jones2.0.com.
Twitter?
/Jones2.0,
and Facebook's the same, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all yeah.
So if you and if basically, if I remember right, if you go straight to Facebook, it's got a big list, and you can just go and it opens the pages up, and you can go. So let's quickly get back to the next track. We was going to put this on a sec. This is Out of My League. It's got a great video. It's got a, it's another great track. This is your, is this your current track?
Yeah, this is the current single. Yeah,
this is available on iTunes. Yeah. So you can go and get it from all the most of the music places, yeah. But iTunes in particularly. It's downloadable. Do you have to pay, or is it
79p?
79p. It's nothing, yeah, is it?
It's nothing.
My gift from you, the Maltesers, probably cost more.
It does. Actually, remember they gave it to us on the truck, remember?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Well, this is, well, yeah. I mean, if you sell one today, you've made your money back, and you might make a few 3p, you know, a bit of 33. If you made 33p profit, that'd be really weird, because that would add up to 50 cents.
50 cents, there you go.
There you go. What a way to go into our song.
You're good maths.
I know. Right.
Tony Sack's the man. Tony Sack.
Let's get the track on. Jones 2.0 featuring J Soul. But who's J Soul?
He's a good singer. He's a good singer.
Okay, and this, yeah, this is the new track, Out of My League.
Yeah.
Let's give it a whiz.
It's alright. Just talk to her, just talk to her, just talk to her, yeah. Yeah, maybe I should talk to her, just talk to her, yeah, 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 yeah. Maybe I should talk to her and just talk to her. Tell her I'm the man, tell her who I am. Tell her I'm the man that could be her man. That could spend a couple grand and fly her out to Japan. To Japan. Or should I talk to her? Say hello and show her the real me. Every Joe, I bet she won't feel me. The best I can do is take her on TV. What?
She's out of my league. She's too good.
She's
working. She's so good. Yeah.
She probably wanna get with an owner. I doubt she get with a loner. But if she walks over, I'ma take my chance and ask her out like, do you wanna go out here or maybe go out there? Show out yet? When I see her, my confidence leaves. But she got me, she got me, she got me feeling.
The way that she moves, I wish she would come close to me. She got me feeling. The way that she moves, I wish she would come close to me.
Mine in all sorts, I'm 6'1" and still come up short. Summertime when she wears them shorts, I'm fiending, damn. And I want that, and I need that, and I want that, and I need that. She's Miss Independent, which makes this interesting. How do I get a Miss Independent to become dependent on me? Then again, she don't even notice me. I'll send the gift, she won't even notice me. But I don't mind, no I don't mind. I still want her close to me. Cause she walks like her, and she talks like her. All men love bad women, but what more can I say? But one day I know that she'll see me, and from then it's on to me hickey. Yeah. Then getting it freaky, yeah. She's begging to please me, yeah. Cause she got me, she got, yeah, me, she got me feeling.
Hey,
to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
There you go, Out of My League. Great track, and that's the current track from you, Jones. It's really good. It's got a great video, so if you haven't seen it, you've got to check the video out, because it is, yeah, fantastic. And we've got that lovely young lady on there as well, haven't we, who does all the walking through the office. All set in the office. Where's that set, by the way? Where's it filmed?
It was in Shoreditch.
Right, so yeah, Shoreditch. It's not quite local. And of course, your other track was filmed in London as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they've got
all London.
All London. So who does all the production for it?
In terms of the videos, the first one was done by a good videographer called Daniel. I can't remember his last name. Daniel Tamino. He done the bright lights, and he was like, "Yeah, let's do something London that everybody can see and recognize." And the second video, Out of My League, was done by a director called Natalie Amberg, but she's in Russia now. So
not Natalie Ambruglia. That's the other one, isn't it? Yeah. Do you think rap and grime and hip hop and that thing should be more mainstream in the media now, and more on Britain's Got Talent, and X Factor should try and feature a little bit more?
That would be exciting.
Wouldn't it?
That would be exciting, yeah.
It's definitely bigger now than it probably has ever been in the UK, because a lot more songs have song raps. Way of doing it.
Yeah.
You get quite a few where someone be singing and someone coming and going, yeah, I'm walking down the road, and that bit comes in. So it comes across that way, but standalone, it's quite hard.
Yeah.
It is getting there. Listen, thanks for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure to have you on. Looking forward to all your new stuff and seeing the videos. Definitely check it out on Facebook and your website, which again is
www.jones2.0.com.
You can find it all the links there for the YouTube and everything, and download the tracks available on iTunes, and it's only 79p. You can't even get a box of chocolates for that. Well, I did, but I'm a lucky one. I am a lucky one.
He's the man, Tony.
Oh dear, we're gonna have a lot. Well, we're gonna go and do a photo shoot now with our iPhones, and we're gonna tweet a few pictures out. But take up to news. I'm gonna put on the new one from Jennifer Lopez. I think it's a new one. It's a track called First Love, but it's a fantastic track. So enjoy that. News up next, and I'll see you in the second hour.